Scott Casper for TDR-TV, InternetWrestle.com. Interview brought to you by Clinch Gear. You'll find him online at clinchgear.com. Let's head out west, where we find Mark Branch hard at work already in his office. He is the head coach of the Cowboys of Wyoming. Mark, congratulations on the weekend. A big one indeed for you and your squad.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Scott. It was you know, Iowa, Northern Iowa's had a stranglehold on that thing for the last 24 years, and we knew they weren't going to give it up easy, and we didn't go in there and have our best tournament, but to walk away and at least have the title, I think that's going to really pave the way for the future. I know next year we won't have that on our minds. We'll just be able to go in there and wrestle a little bit and not have to focus about trying to end that streak. So there were some positives, definitely, but, you know, in a qualifying tournament, there's always going to be negatives, too.
What were some of the responses you got from your athletic administration upon hearing that you had indeed won that title?
Well, actually, my AD called me our assistant AD was there. Looked like about halfway through the day, we wrestled our way out of a chance to win it, and then we fought back. Our kids fought back hard in the consolations, and we ended up pulling it off. And then on the way back to the hotel, our athletic director called me and to congratulate me. And of course, I was still steaming about the negative things, and he just started laughing. He said, "You cracked me up, you know." And I said, "Well, I know I usually do, but I'm being serious this time." So, you know, I mean, he was definitely excited about it. And as a coach, that excitement, you know, it's not as much there for me because I'm looking at the missed opportunities that we had. But anyway, it's good for our fans and it's good for our program.
Well, when you correct missed opportunities, you plan for long-term success, and you did that this weekend as you broke UNI's 24-year streak of championships, and you did it by the hair of your chin, if you will. I think there's a point and a half differential. Is that about right?
It was half point, yeah.
Half a point.
And,
okay.
and I went in there, I tell you what, I tried this last year because we had six teams in an eight-man bracket, and then we had a few weights that we didn't have that all six teams had an entry. And we did this in the Big 12 several years ago, that we excluded bonus points in the first round because it's kind of luck of the draw of who gets a first-round match. With the difference in the parity of our conference, you're going to get a lot of bonus points in that first round. So I really fought hard last year because we had six teams to try to get the same thing we did in the Big 12 and get those bonus points excluded in the first round. Well, it came back up this year, but we have seven teams now with the addition of Utah Valley, and they have a strong team already, and Coach Williams is doing a great job there. And, you know, they asked me if we want to do it again. I said, well, it's not as important this year because now we have seven teams in an eight, you know, man bracket. But I said, it still leaves it up to chance. And I think since we had some wrestlers who could go in there and score bonus points, all the coaches were in favor of it this year. So anyway, we changed that rule. And then, sure enough, I think we scored an extra point or a point and a half over Northern Iowa in that first round of bonus points that didn't get included. And so as it got down to crunch time, I was sitting there going, kicking myself, thinking, if I cost my team this title, you know, by trying to implement this scoring change, I'm gonna have a lot of regrets. So I was feeling pretty down for my involvement in that. But I told the guys, I said, if it costs me the team title, I want to do what's best for our conference in the long run. And you know, I think it was a good change by the Big 12, and I thought it was a good change by our conference. So it didn't cost us the team title, thankfully. But, you know, and I think it gives our conference more legitimacy, and it gives our conference a better playing field for all teams.
Well, you wrangled your athletes into a frizzy. A trio of your sophomores won their brackets and earned automatic bids to the 2010 NCAA Division I Championships in Omaha. It was Michael Martinez at 25, Shane Onifer at 65, and as I've talked to you before, one of my favorite athletes in college wrestling these days, Joe LeBlanc at 84. Talk about the performance of those young men, because they really stood up and were noticed.
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, those guys, they took care of business this weekend, and I was proud of their effort, and I was proud of the way they wrestled. And most importantly, they set themselves up pretty good for the NCAA championships, you know, and I think all three of those guys are in position to get seated, which is an advantage. You know, that's an advantage that we didn't really have last year. So I think our kids going with a little bit of an advantage, being able to place themselves. I think all of them are looking in the top 10, you know, so they have a decent chance to get a good seed. You know, that was important. I know Michael Martinez especially had a great finals match against Ben Kerr from Utah Valley, who's really been tough this season, ranked ahead of us, beat us the last time out. So that was a tough thing to chew there for Michael, but he sucked up, wrestled tough in the finals, and that was a big win for him, gaining momentum. Shane Onifer came out, dominated. He didn't, I think he saw an opportunity to dominate even more, and he kind of got into that coasting mentality. So I hope that that's something that he can learn from and translate, you know, going to Omaha. If he wants a chance to be an All-American, he's got to go out there and kind of cut it loose. And then Joe LeBlanc came out and just wrestled great, you know, like he has for pretty much most of the season, and came out, picked up some big bonus points for us, and dominated each opponent, got the outstanding wrestler, and I think he's wrestling his best right now. So I feel good about those three guys going to the NCAA championships.
Well, you mentioned Utah and Ben Kerr. I think Ben is only like a true freshman this year. We've seen him for like 17 years or something like that. But I tease Ben because he's been around for a while, and he took few years off for his mission, but he's still got another year, I think it is.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, wow. I mean, and that, you know, he's got a lot of experience and maturity, and he's a tough competitor and a super nice kid, and I wish him well, just not when we're wrestling against him, for sure.
But because of performances like his and Michael Martinez and Joe LeBlanc, all these guys on their backs, the West is rising again, and we saw that performance in a come-from-behind win by the Pokes, winning not just the West Regional, but also the Tournament Conference Championship title, the first since 92. So a couple big steps were taken, and I'm not even going to say it was quietly done, because I don't think it was. I think it was done with intention, and I think the end result speaks for itself. The Cowboys concluded the event with 75 points, Northern Iowa at 74.5, North Dakota State, the next nearest, was 44.5. They were in third, followed by Utah Valley, Air Force, South Dakota State, Northern Colorado. All seven Western Wrestling Conference teams competed at the event, and that makes it, I think, the best opportunity. How do you see the conference growing in the future and the championship? I got to believe will get better if indeed we can grow the conference.
Oh, I think so, and I've seen a big difference, not only with the addition of Utah Valley, which they came in this year, and the only conference duel they lost was to us. They beat Northern Iowa and placed second in the regular season. I don't think they had the tournament they wanted or expected. They had a couple guys that didn't wrestle well. Northern Iowa actually wrestled extremely well, and you know, we were very fortunate to come out of there with a victory. But the other team, you know, North Dakota State, they've added Roger Kish, who's All-American from Minnesota, and he's doing I think he's had a big impact on their program. And those kids were in shape, and they were they came out and battled, and they had several kids that avenged regular season losses, and I think they really performed well. And so, I mean, I'm excited. Air Force, again, they're a team that's come a long ways in last year. Our conference tournament was so much tougher this year than it was last year. You know, we talked about this qualification process, and a lot of our coaches are bothered with the fact that we only got 14 slots, and we had, you know, multiple kids in the rankings and the RPI, and I think our RPIs really showed how our kids are competing. But we have to, and I told our coaches, I said, it's our job to earn respect. We got to go out and wrestle the best competition. I said, the only way that we're going to get coaches' votes and rankings, I said, is to go beat their kids, you know, and so it's in our hands, and I hope all our coaches understand that we have that responsibility to go earn that respect. And I'll agree with him that I don't think we're getting a ton of respect. But to me, I know it's my job to go out and earn it. And I tell our kids that every day, is that we have to go out and earn it. And you do that by going and going out to the Las Vegas Cliff Keen National Tournament and going to the Reno Tournament or going to Midlands and going to some of these big tournaments where you go head-to-head with some of the best wrestlers in the country. And then the second part of that is beat them. Go place, and that respect will be earned that way. So, but I see our conference improving. I'm excited about it. I know it's going to push us to another level, and I'm rooting for the teams in my conference to do those kind of things.
We're talking with Mark Branch, the head coach of the Cowboys of Wyoming. They have won the West Regional, breaking UNI's 24-year win streak. At one point, you said that it was a bittersweet day. You felt that you wrestled about as poor as we could today, and that is the reality. Now I'm quoting, "The good thing is that we walk away with the team championship, which was one of our goals this year. It is hard, though, because I don't believe we deserved it with our performance. Would you still, a day away from that, would you agree with that statement?"
Well, I do, because I'm not an excuse maker, you know, and we've battled adversity a lot with injuries and some personal things and some academic issues. I mean, we've battled those things this year, and I expect those things to make our team stronger. I'll tell you what, the only excuse I have is our senior returning three-time returning NCAA qualifier, Corey Von Bauer, who is the number one seed at 133. He came up to me after our last regular season duel the day after, and he said, "I kind of banged my knee, and it's a little bit sore. I think I might have did something to my bursa sac." We went immediately to the doctor, because I've seen these situations before, and we went straight over to the orthopedist, and I said, "You know, I want you to look at this." He thought it was a bursa sac also, and I said, "What are the chances of an infection happening here? Because we can't afford it. We had one last year." And he agreed with me, and we put him on an oral antibiotic. Well, the next day his knee blew up.
Wow.
And it kind of went into code red, and he spent 10 days going to the hospital to get antibiotic IVs. Hey, the doctor left an IV lead in his arm for 10 days, and he couldn't get on the mat. And they knocked the infection down, but the first time he stepped on the mat was Saturday morning, and he had to go out there and wrestle, and his knee had about maybe 65-70% of its range of motion. But we knew with the way this system works, he had to step out on that mat and wrestle, or he wasn't going to have a chance to go, you know. And he stepped out and beat a quality kid from Northern Iowa in the first round, and ended up losing in the finals to another kid that's been in the rankings all year from Utah Valley. And it was a tough loss, you know, but he gutted it out, and I think he's got a good chance to get an at-large bid. But we had to wrestle him, you know, and I felt bad for him, but that was the circumstances. If he wanted to end his career at the NCAA tournament, he had to step out on the mat and push through that. And he did, and I was proud of him for that. But, you know, we just, we had a few kids that wrestled hesitant, and they wrestled, they let the pressure get to them maybe, or they let the expectations get to them. Our 197 pounder, who's been wrestling great, Alfonso Hernandez, and really come along. He's a young wrestler. In that, I mean, he's a true sophomore, but he only started wrestling in high school. And he's been doing really great. I thought he'd have a good chance to win the tournament. He comes out in the first round and gets a takedown and takes the kid to his back, and the kid, ends up after about a three count, ends up kind of hooking his arm and elevating him over and pinning him. And in that situation, your dream is dead right there.
Yeah.
I mean, in our conference, that's the facts. You can't wrestle back. I mean, we only qualified one slot at 97. And so his season was essentially over when that happened. And he came back and wrestled through for third and picked up two pins along the way and was very instrumental in us winning that team championship. So,